May mga bagay po na pwede nating baguhin at mayroong mga hindi pwede, tinatanggap na lang. And many things cannot be changed. So what do we do about things that cannot be changed? We change our attitude toward them. What is happiness? What is peace? What is prosperity? Which is really the core of what many of us or all of us like. It's all a matter of attitude. At sa atin pong pag-aaral ngayon, ang pamagat, 5 lessons on attitude. 5 mahalagang mga aralin tungkol sa ating ugali, sa ating attitude. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of worship. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of health that we enjoy. Salamat po at kami nakabangon ngayong araw na ito. Nakaparito upang sumamba sa inyo. Binibigyan niyo kami ng kalayaan. Thank you, Lord, for our political freedom to worship you openly. Thank you for our physical freedom to move and be here and to worship you. And to those who are joining with us through worship in spirit while not being here right now, thank you even, Lord, for the freedom of our mind to worship you, though our bodies sometimes do not permit us to be so mobile. We thank you, Lord, that we know you, and we thank you for who you are. As we come to your presence, we ask, Lord, that you bless us. Kahit wala kaming patago sa inyo, yung malakas ang loob namin humingi ng blessing, Lord, sapagkat kayo ang aming magulang, kayo ang nangakong pagpapalain niyo kami, at ito ang gusto niyong gawin. So, humihiling kami, Panginoon, ang pusong masunurin, isip na matalas, marunong, tayangang nakaririnig na iyong salita, at buong pagkataong sumusunod sa iyong katuruan. We surrender ourselves to you, Father, and we lay our hearts bare before you, like empty cups. Fill us with your teaching. Fill us with your blessing, with your power. And may your words heal not only our physical ailments, but very especially our spiritual illnesses. May you change us from glory to glory as we allow your will to prevail upon ours, which you have so freely given to us. We surrender that will to you now and ask you, Father, let your will be done. We bring every thought captive to the name of Jesus, your Son. And in the name of Jesus, we declare ourselves your protectorate, your people. Protect us, Lord, from all harm. And in the name of Jesus, we reject and drive away any presence of evil, any work and influence of the evil one we reject by the power of the truth, who is Jesus Christ himself. Lord, sit on your throne of power and glory. Lead your people unto greater godliness. Speak to us in clear terms, and may we obey you as you empower us. Lord, we commit this time to you. Be the speaker. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. 5 lessons on attitude. At gagamitin natin po at kukuhanin natin ang lesson na ito sa springboard na storya natin na John chapter 6 verses 1 to 13. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. And may the Lord bless us through the reading of his powerful word. What was the background of this story? John the Baptizer was just beheaded. So Jesus retreated to a quiet place, probably for a private time, for a private purpose. But crowds who were so impressed by his miracles followed nevertheless. So the Lord's attitude about that event could and should not be changed. We're talking about attitude. What attitude did Jesus display? First of all, meron po siyang private purpose. Umalis nga sila sa crowds para magpahinga, para manahimik. Sinunda naman ng napakarami mga tao, according to our reading, 5,000 men, not to count the women and the children who were not always counted during those times. What would be your attitude if you plant a private retreat and then here comes a 5,000 strong crowd, hungry for a miracle and also hungry for literal food? So the Bible tells that he had compassion on the people. That's what Matthew and Mark reported, which we did not read today. Parallel reports of the same story with little details added. So the Lord adjusted his plans and he taught them. Nagturo siya kasi nang habol ng mga tao. He healed their sick as reported by Matthew and Mark. He did not send them away at mealtime. Problema kasi malapit ng oras ng pagkain, magugutom ng mga tao. So anong gagawin? Hindi niya itinaboy. He fed the people. He faced and solved the problem. In contrast to that, what was the disciples' attitude or what kind of attitude was displayed? They wanted to send the people away. Matthew and Mark reported that they said, send the people away. Malapit na po ang oras ng gutom, oras na ng pagkain. Pauwiin nyo na ang mga tao. They wanted to leave the people to fend for themselves. In fact, they wanted to escape from the problem, to pass the responsibility on to others, and to save money. They were thinking about costs. Sabi nila, 8 months' wages. Ang daming papakanin. So kung ang sweldo ng isang karaniwang kawani, let's say sabihin na natin na 8 or 10,000 pesos, 8 months' wages, edi ano yun? 64,000 ba? Pagkarami-rami, kung 10,000, 80,000. Yun ang halaga ng bibili nilang tinapay at sabi, ni tigitigis ang kagat o tigitigis ang kurot, eh hindi ba kakapagtigitigis ang kurot ang mga tao na yun kahit ganun karaming tinapay ang ating bilhin. Philip worried about the cost. His attitude made him worry. Meanwhile, Andrew found a boy with 5 small loaves and 2 fish. But after finding such supply, questioned its sufficiency. Yung iba, walang nakitang anumang solusyon, pero itong si Andrew, no? May nakitang bata, marahil ay isang pastol na nag-aalaga ng mga hayop sa lugar na yon, so may baon siya, pinagbalot siya ng nanay niya. Kung siya ay Batanggenyo, meron siyang binalot. Kung siya ay Hapon, meron siyang bento. No? Kung siya ay Thai, meron siyang Thai in a box. Meron siyang konting baon. Sabi niya, ito, may nakita akong pagkain, pero ano na ba naman yan? Sa dami ng kakain, edi halos ay baliwala din. His attitude led him to finding the initial solution. So, yung si Andrew, ano yan eh, napaka-noticeable. He's a finder. Siya din ang nakatagpo sa Panginoon. Siya ang nag-introduce sa Panginoon sa kanyang kapatid. John 1:41 tells us that. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah. So, he found his brother because he has found the Messiah and he made his brother and the Messiah meet. That is, of course, the Christ. At alam natin na si Peter became one of the major pillars of the Christian movement na ang nagpakilala lang ay si Andrew. So either you're a Peter or an Andrew. Both of you are important in God's economy. What 5 lessons on attitude can we learn from this particular story? The first story, of course, just a springboard, and then we will explore the topic from there on. First of all, it is attitude, not events, that really matters. So any one of you who came here with an attitude, tandaan natin ito. It is attitude, not events, that really matters. What happens, happens. What will happen. Sabi nga nila, que será, será. What will be. The disciples worried and acted selfishly, even unkindly, which of course many people, probably even they, at the time call being practical. Yan ang ibig sabihin ngayon ng practical eh, be selfish. Isipin mo muna ang sarili mo, ikaw muna, so practical ka. What did they get? They got a rebuke. That's what they get. They get rebuked by the Lord. And 12 basketfuls of leftover. Probably, Matapos pakanin ng tao, alam na naman natin yung istorya. Actually, we're not dealing on the story so much now because it's a very familiar one. 5,000 men, not to count the women and the children, pinaupo ni Lord, tumpok-tumpok. At yung nakitang konting pagkain, 5 pirasong maliliit na tinapay. Diba? Pagkatapos ay 2 maliliit na isda, baka yung isda, dulong, hindi natin alam kung gaano kaliit yan. No? Tabios. No? Microscopic. So, binless ni Lord at pinadala doon sa mga taong nagka-umupong tumpok-tumpok. Lahat ay nakakain. Hindi alam ng mga taong kumakain. Ang pinagalingan lang ng kinakain nila, 2 maliit na isda at 5 slices of bread. 5 loaves. At nung matapos kumain, sabi, kailangan walang masayang. Ipunin ang lahat ng tira, 12 baskets full of leftover. At hindi naman maliit na coincidence na 12 yung disciples na nagduda. Siguro, tigit-tigisa silang basket na dala-dala pa uwi. So, yan ang sobra. Yan ang kakainin nyo ngayon na 1 linggo. Kasi nagduda kayo. Maaring ganon. Pwede rin naman na ibinigay dun sa bata na nagbigay ng kanyang 2 maliliit na isda at 5 pirasong tinapay. O, iho, dahil napaka-generous mo, eto ang sa'yo naman, 12 basketfuls of food. Maari rin. Hindi naman sinabi kasi sa scripture kung anong ginawa doon sa 12 basket. Pero alam natin that the Lord is an exact mathematician. So, hindi siya nagkamali ng computation ang dapat niyang gawin. Meron siyang purpose for the 12 baskets full of leftover. Ang tanong natin sa ating sarili, they display their attitude. What about us? What is your attitude toward the unexpected? When you have a plan and people walk into your life and destroy your plan, what is your attitude toward the unwanted and the unwelcome? Si Lord, inaccommodate niya yung mga tao sapagkat gano'n na lang ang need nun. Bagamat siya pagod na rin at siya na nga nagyaya ng retreat na ito. Pero, inuna niya yung kapakanan ng mga taong lubos na nangangailangan. Yung iba, nasiraan ng loob. 8 buwan po na sweldo ang kailangan para makabili ng kapirasong tinapay lamang. That was an attitude. Meanwhile, Andrew displayed another attitude. He did something. Andrew did something and in fact, he found food. He found a boy. And the boy also must be noted for his kind of attitude. The boy gave up and shared his meal. Kung kayo ba naman yung bata na nandoon, nasa malayo sa inyong bahay, nag-aalaga ng mga tupa, may baon kayo na good siguro for how many days yun? Hindi natin alam. Kasi yung mga tupa, palakad-lakad dyan. They are wandering, looking for grass and for drink, for water. Iginibap niya yung pagkain niya. Alam ba niyang paparamihin yun? Alam ba niya na magkakaroon ng 12 baskets na tira? Hindi niya alam. Pero yung attitude niya, because it was very good, it became the springboard for blessing. 12 basketfuls of leftover. I like to believe, baka sa kanya binigay. Dahil na-reward siya for his goodness. So the boy turned the event into an opportunity for heroism. Different attitudes toward the same event. May nag-display ng selfishness. May nag-display naman ng industry at paghahanap. Meron naman na nag-display ng kanyang kabutihang loob, ibinigay ang kanyang pagkain. Ano po ang attitude natin pag may dumarating na ganyan? Meron tayong konti, may nangangailangan. Ginagamit ba natin yung panahon na yon para makapagpakita tayo ng magandang side of us? Or is it the ugly side of us that shows? Still more on attitude, and this time, let the story become just the opening for our study on attitudes. What other lesson can we learn about attitudes? It is attitude, not achievements, not possessions, that gives true happiness. It is attitude, not achievements and possessions, that makes a person valuable. Hindi nadadaan sa dami ng mga na-accomplish, hindi nadadaan sa dami ng mga ari-arian para ang isang tao ay maging masaya at para ang isang tao ay maging mahalaga sa mundo at sa kanyang kapwa-tao. Proverbs 15:17. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. Of course, may cultural context ang paggamit ng word na vegetables dito. Ibig sabihin pagkain ng mahirap. Ngayon naman, hindi na ganun. Mga marami ng mayaman, puro gusto vegetable na lang kasi nag-diet sila. No? Pero yung sa konteksto ng pagsulat ng Proverbs, parang pag mayaman ka at marami kang pagkain, dapat ang kinakain mo, meat. Pero ang sabi dito, better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. So hindi nadadaan daw sa kung ano ang pagkain para sumarap ang kainan. Yan ay kung sino ang kasalo. So napakahalaga yun. Ngayon, kung masarap na yung pagkain mo, magaling pa yung attitude ng kasalo mo at pati attitude mo, edi lalong nagdoble ang blessing. Maraming masasarap na pagkain ang hindi nakakain dahil walang gana yung mga magkakasalo sa mesa. Minsan, nagbabatuhan pa sila nung karne na yon. Dahil nagkakaaway-away sila habang kumakain. Luke 12:15, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So it is attitude, not possessions, that makes a person rich. May mga tao na ordinaryong-ordinaryo lang ang income, ordinaryong-ordinaryo ang ari-arian, pero feeling rich. Kahit nakaupo lang sa balde ng Baguio oil, nangunguyakoy at nagpapapedicure sa Blumentritt, no? Feeling rich. Umiinom ng sago at palamig, parang feeling na niya nasa Boracay siya. Wala yan sa lugar. Wala sa ari-arian. Nasa ugali. Nasa puso. Nasa attitude. To quote from someone, the thoughts in your mind are more important than the things in your life. Or probably going to give it a little variation. The thoughts in your mind are more important than the money in your pocket. Napakahalaga kung anong uri ng mga thoughts ang laman ng ating isip. Ecclesiastes 5:19. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, sasabihin niya, well, that is a beautiful life. Sinasabi dito ni Solomon that it is possible for a person to have wealth and possession, but that person is unable to enjoy those things. Kasi sabi, kaya kung meron ka na, napagkalooban ka ng kayamanan at mga ari-arian, at napagkalooban ka pa ng kakayahan to enjoy it, iyan ang tinatawag na blessing. Kaya hindi yung halaga ng ating mga ari-arian, kundi paano natin pinahahalagahan ang ating mga ari-arian. It's not the amount. Sino ang wealthy person? Wealth is not correctly measured by how much you have, but how much you enjoy what you have. Yun ang talagang wealth. Kumisa nga, how much you enjoy what others have. Nakikipakinig ka sa radyo ng kapitbahay, nag-e-enjoy ka, di, that's wealth. Maraming magagandang tao, ang gaganda ng damit, ang gaganda ng alahas, sa halip na mainis ka at mainggit, tinitingnan mo sila, ine-enjoy ng mata mo ang kagandahan ng kanilang mga damit, ang kagandahan ng kanilang mga ayos, nag-e-enjoy ka nun. Nag-e-enjoy po ba kayong makakita ng mga magagandang tao o pag nakakita ka ng maganda, inggit agad na pumapasok sa iyong utak? Can you imagine? Nagpaganda siya ng nagpaganda, tapos ikaw ang titingin, edi libre ang iyong panoorin. Nagpabango ng nagpabango, ikaw itong singhot ng singhot sa tabi niya, hindi ka nagkagastos yung ilong mong nag-enjoy. Alam niyo ba yung taong may pabango, hindi naman niya naaamoy yung pabango niya eh, kasi ang amoy na yan, pag nagtagal ng naaamoy mo, namamatay yung pang-amoy mo, hindi mo na alam. So gumastos siya na kutakot-takot para mabanguhan ka, edi libre. Ang dami-daming bagay na libre, sabi nga nila, the best things in life are free. But we've got to have the attitude. Don't always be deceived by the desire to possess. Kasi kung minsan, pag ikaw yung may-ari, ikaw lang yung nagkakaroon ng burden of maintenance, burden of guarding, pagbabantay, pagmamantini, ang hirap. Nakita niyo yung mga bantay ng mga bahay, mga bahay bakasyonan, isang taon silang nakatira doon ng libre. Yung may-ari na nagbabayad ng buwis, nagpagawa nun, nagme-maintain, mga isang linggo lang, isang buwan nandun. Maraming bagay na pwede tayong ma-enjoy sa buhay. So, it is a man's thought and attitude that enables him to enjoy even possessions. Because even if you had, if your attitude is wrong, you still will not enjoy. Ang dami-daming mga tao nagkokolekta na ang mamahal na mga antique na mga bagay at artworks, tapos nasa vault. Kutakot-takot na kombinasyon bago mo mabuksan. Ang gaganda ng mga plato nasa loob ng estante. Huwag niyong gagalawin yan. Ano pong kakainan natin? Yung mga Tupperware. Para hindi mabasag. Yung mga lata. Yan ang kakainan natin. Bibili ng mga ang ganda-ganda mga sopa, tatakpan ng plastic. Saan sila nakaupo? Sa lata ng floor wax. Attitude. Meron ka nga pero wala rin eh. So it is important. It is important that even though you don't have much, if you're contented, if you know how to make much of little, and we Filipinos are excellent at this, to make much of little. So 1 Timothy 6:6, godliness with contentment is great gain. Ano pong attitude natin? Anong attitude mo sa iyong kapatid na laging ang runong-runong, laging first honor, laging nakukuhang muse, tas ikaw hindi? At least pwede mo masabing, kapatid ko siya. Pero maraming mga tao na iinggit sa kapatid nila dahil ang daming talent. Pagka meron silang kaibigan na yumayaman, naiinis sila, pinupull down nila. At least kung mayaman niya, baka matapunan ka ng konting blessing. Baka maanggihan ka rin kasi pareho kayong wala. But there are many people whose attitude is so twisted na nag-e-enjoy sila na pare-pareho na lang wala kaysa meron silang kaibigan o kamag-anak na meron. Ang hindi nila alam, yung meron, pwede rin makatulong sa kanila yon sa iba't ibang pagkakataon kaysa pare-pareho lang wala. You should celebrate when one of you is rising. Because there are moments when even you will benefit from that kind of situation. So, attitude. Ano ba mga attitude ini-display natin sa ating buhay? Another lesson is that it is attitude, not events, that defines one's life. Not shapes. It is the attitude that gives shapes and color to life. Kahit anong event, hindi ang event ang nagpapasaya o nagpapalungkot sa tao. Yung attitude. Joseph, the dreamer, was not destroyed by adversity. In fact, he was made through adversity. Paborito ng tatay niya, nainis sa mga kapatid, isinel sa slavery, nakarating sa Egypt. Naging mabuting slave. Pinag-isipan naman ng masama ng kanyang kapwa, nakulong. Nung nakulong, anong nangyari? Doon pala niya mamimit ang mga katulong ng Pharaoh. Na pagdating ng panahon, yung mga katulong na yun ang magbubulong sa Pharaoh tungkol sa kanya, ipapatawag siya. To make a long story short, siya ay naging second most powerful man in the land. But he could have not gone to that position had he not been imprisoned. He would have not been imprisoned kung hindi siya ginawa ng masama ng kanyang amo o ng asawa ng kanyang amo. And he would have not even gone there if his brothers did not sell him to slavery. So maraming mga tao are on their way to Egypt, to a land of slavery, pero ang nakikita lang nila, yun lang, kaya sila nalulungkot. Hindi nila nakikita na yun ay pintuan, entry point to greatness. It is attitude. Sabi nga, the same heat that melts the wax hardens the clay. So huwag niyo sisisihin yung init dahil kayo natunaw. Kung kandila kayo, ipinasok kayo sa oven, tunaw kayo. Pero kung kayo'y putik, pinasok kayo sa oven, lalo kayong titigas. So it is really you, not the heat, that determines what kind of life you will have. Another lesson is that it is attitude, not looks, that makes one truly attractive. Ano po bang nagmamagnetize sa atin sa tao? Hindi talaga looks, attitude. Yung looks, pang-umpisa lang yon. Sapagkat, kung talagang ang looks ang nagiging attraction ng isang tao, bakit merong ang gagandang mga babae, inihiwalayan pa rin ang asawa? Bakit merong ang gagandang lalaking, mga iniiwan pa rin ang asawa, ipinagpapalit sa mukhang bangungot? I have heard so many beautiful, beautiful women lament na ang ipinagpalit sa kanila ng kanilang asawa, isang babae talagang mukhang bangungot, na ang libangan lang ingumata ng umata ng chiklet, no? At manguyakoy. Puro peklat pagka hindi na pula ang ilaw. Pero bakit ipinagpapalit? Sometimes it is attitude. Hindi naman natin sinasabing palitan nyo ang pangit na attitude ng asawa. Pag yan na yan, yan na. Pero ang point, kung talagang physical beauty ang attraction, bakit ang dami-daming magaganda iniiwan pa rin ng kanilang mga mahal sa buhay? How come very good-looking people are left, abandoned, escaped from by their partners? Although, of course, it is contestable na kung sila talaga lagi ang may kasalanan noon, kung minsan naman talagang mapaglaro lang yung isa. But what is important here is to note that you cannot keep people interested in you, you cannot keep people wanting you to be around them just by being beautiful. It is good to be beautiful. But remember, church, listen to this. What is good will definitely be beautiful. So it's not enough to just be beautiful. Be good. Because if you are good, you become beautiful. Yun ang napakahalaga. Improve your attitude more than your looks. Improve your attitude before your looks. Gaano karami yung tao na 3 oras nag-aayos ang buhok? Sa isang linggo, siguro 3 oras na kababad sa beauty parlor o sa gym. 3-4 oras na nagbubuhat ng mga bakal na kung ano-ano, no? Para gumanda. Hindi masama. Inaayos ang balat, inaayos ang muscle, ang buhok, ang ngipin, ang lahat na. Pero gaano karaming porsyento ng oras na yon ang ginugugol natin para ayusin ang ating ugali? Siguro kung kalahati man lang, nalilimutan ba nating magsuklay, manalamin bago lumabas ang bahay, pero naaalala ba natin laging, teka, ano bang masama kung ugali kahapong na-display? Hindi ko nagagawin ngayon. Ano bang dapat maganda kong ugaling gawin ngayon? Gaano karaming oras ang ginugugol natin para ayus-ayusin ang ating mga pag-uugali? Kaya it is not only looks, although looks are important, but it's not all important at the expense of our attitude. Yung mga ibang tao, sobrang blessed eh. Ang ganda-ganda na physically, ang ganda-ganda pa ng kalooban. Napakahalaga. At huwag din naman natin i-ignore yung ganda na skin deep. Importante rin yun. Sasabihin nyo, ano ba naman beauty? Beauty is only skin deep. Ano ba naman ang gusto mo makarating na hanggang pancreas? Yung beautiful pancreas. Mga sour grape lang kung minsan yan ang iba, no? I-appreciate it natin yung physical beauty. Yes, why not? But more than that, it is the heart that really makes you feel beautiful. 1 Peter 3:3. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Don't get the verse wrong. Hindi sinasabing huwag kayong mag-wear ng jewelry. Hindi sinasabing huwag niyong itirintas ang inyong buhok. Hindi sinasabing huwag kayong magpaganda. Pero ang sinasabi dito, hindi lang yan ang kagandahan. Kung meron kayo niyan, hindi yan sapat kung yan ay nandyan. Bagamat mabuti, mas lalo niyong pagandahin ang inyong kalooban. Yung iba naman kasi, akala pag ikaw ay Kristiyano na, meron ka malinis na puso, kahit mukha kang tiriringay, okay na. Mukha kang sabukot. Yung pag nasa lubog mo sa dilim, ay mapapatakbo ka. I mean, malinis naman ang aking puso. O, pero hindi ko makita yung puso mo. Nakita ko yung buhok mong nakatirik. So, importante na maganda sa loob, maganda sa labas. Kaya nga po, binibigyan ko lang ng diin eh. Kung kalahati lang ng panahon na ginagamit natin sa pagpapaganda ng labas, eh inaasikaso natin yung kalooban natin, we would be wonderful, wonderful people. You brighten up a room just by entering it. But as it is, kahit ang ganda-ganda mo, kung ugali mo pangit, you brighten up a room just by leaving it. Kaya kasabihan natin, ang matatanda, bahay may palasyo, kung nakatiray kwago, mabuti pa'y kubo, kung nakatiray tao. Pero hindi naman sinasabing huwag kang titira sa palasyo. Kung tao ka na, nasa palasyo ka pa, and then double blessing. Ngayon, kwago ka na, nasa kubo ka pa. Sumpa ka naman ng kalangitan, isa kang mariing hampas ng langit sa bayan. Kaya kailangan ayus-ayusin ang ating buhay. Sa Isaiah 53 verse 2, dinidescribe po nito ni Isaiah ang Panginoong Jesus. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him. Nothing in His appearance that we should desire Him. Yan po ang description ng propetang si Isaiah tukol sa Panginoong Jesus daan-daang taon pa bago siya nagsakatawang tao at isinilang sa lupa. Kaya mali yung mga artistic depiction na sobrang kay ganda-ganda-ganda-ganda-ganda naman ang lahat-lahat, no? Sabi, He had no beauty nor majesty to attract us to Him. Nothing in His presence that we should desire Him. And definitely, hindi umiilaw ang kanyang ulo. Walang bilog sa ibabaw ng kanyang ulo. Kasi kung meron nun, ba't kinailangan pa siyang halikan ni Judas to identify dun sa madilim na garden? Edi dapat, ayun, yung umiilaw, yun ang hulihin. So nakikita natin even yung mali, yung mga artistic depictions of the Lord. 1 Samuel 16:7, Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Kaya napakahalagang yung puso uunahin natin. Hindi naman ineneglect yung katawan, yung appearance, pero mas bigyan pa ng diin yung ating puso. Panglima, tungkol sa attitude, attitude can be chosen. Pwedeng piliin kung ano ang attitude na ating palalabasin. Attitude is under your control. Proverbs 29:11, a wise man keeps himself under control.
Huwag niyo sasabing nawalan ako ng control kasi nakakainis siya eh. Kasi kung tuwing may nakakainis, nawawalan ka ng control, therefore, wala kang sariling orbit.
Your life is shaped, determined, defined by the behavior of people around you.
Wala kang kakanyahan, kasarinlan, wala kang pagkatao. Pero binigyan tayo ni Lord noon.
1 Corinthians 7:37, man is under no compulsion but has control over his own will.
So kung magdi-display ka ng galit, it is your choice. Magdi-display ka ng bad manners, it is your choice.
You can choose to be good. You can choose to be bad. You can choose your attitude. Your attitude colors your world. But the nice thing about it is that it is your choice. Attitude can be chosen. Attitude can be changed. Attitude can be controlled. Galatians 5:22-23, discussing about fruit of the Spirit, a person full of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is, among others, self-control.
Dapat natin gawing goal not to control others. Alam niyo, mga ibang tao, ang galing mag-control ng asawa, ang galing mag-control ng anak, ang galing mag-control ng mga empleyado, ang galing mag-control ng nasa paligid, pero hindi makontrol ang sarili.
It is the most important conquest to control yourself. Philippians 4:11-13, Paul says, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Why? Because I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
Ano sinasabi ni Paul? Kaya kong gawin ang lahat sa pamamagitan ni Kristo na siyang nagbibigay sa akin ng kakayahan. Kaya huwag niyo sasabihin, hindi ko kasi kaya ang control ng sarili ko eh. Hindi ko kasi, yung pituitary gland ko kasi eh. Yung sugar count ko kasi eh. Yung kasing bituka ko, yung abdo ko, yung kung sino-sino sinisi. Yung lola ko kasi. Alam mo, sabi kasi ni Freud, yung kung ano ng mga theories.
We are in control of ourselves. That's what the Bible says. When you lose your temper, you usually lose.
Kaya napaka-importante, pinipili ang attitude. What kind of attitude will I display today? If I am faced with a problematic person, what kind of attitude will I display?
And remember this, people need love, especially those who don't deserve it.
Kaya kung ang minamahal mo lang, yung kamahal-mahal, kahit man mga hindi anak ng Diyos, ginagawa yun eh. Pero tayo mga anak ng Diyos, we have to be different.
Sabi nga ni Lord, you have to be perfect because your Heavenly Father is perfect. To do something beyond what unbelievers are able to do. Choose your attitude and have the power to choose the quality of your life. The quality of your life is not dictated by the national GNP, by national statistics. The quality of your life is not dictated by geopolitics. It is not dictated by the exchange rate of the peso and the dollar. It is not even dictated by who will be the next president of this forsaken land. But the quality of your life is determined by your attitude. Ephesians 4:22-24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. At ano pong sinasabi ng Philippians 2:5? Our nation is a great hope, and the hope of our nation is in our attitude. The way that the Lord can change our attitude so that we can become achievers, not complainers, so we can help each other, not destroyers of each other, so we can build a nation instead of destroy it. It's important to have an attitude that is positive, godly, and Bible-based. Philippians 2:5, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ.
Kaya bumalik tayo dun sa storya na inumpisahan natin. The Lord had to change plans. Well, that was his attitude. He changed plans and accommodated people. He did the right thing. He did the important thing. The Lord, siya ay ipinapako sa krus. Anong ginagawa niya? Nananalangin. Ang pinapanalangin, yung nagpapako sa kanya. Sabi, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Kung siya ay hindi tinatanggap, ay ang Panginoon ay hindi ipinipilit ang sarili. At kung siya ay tinataboy, umaalis naman siya. Hindi niya ipinipilitan ang kanyang sarili. Your attitude should be the same of Jesus Christ. Kung kailangan magtrabaho, nagtatrabaho. Ang kailangan dinggin, dinidinig. Ang kailangan tingnan, tinitingnan. Naglilingkod. And on top of all that, and through all that, maintaining a holy lifestyle. Kumusta po ang buhay niyo? Kuminsan, may makakasabay ko sa elevator. Kahit hindi kumibo, alam mong pasan ng daigdig. Sabi ng mukha. Kasi kakawawa naman itong tao to, ano kayo mga kalungkutan ang daladala niya? Pag tinanong mo, malungkot ko ba kayo at kung tatapatin niya ka, kayo? Sabi niya, oo. Kasi ang asawa ko eh. Kasi ang tatay ko. Kasi ang economy. Kasi wala kaming tubig. Kasi walang kuryente. Kasi wala akong pera. Ang dami niyang sisisihin. Wala pa ako nakitang sinabing, kasi attitude ko bulok. Diba? O bakit kayo nag-away ng asawa mo? Kasi ang pangit ng attitude ko eh. O bakit kami miserable? Kasi attitude ko. Hindi natin nakikita. Kaya nga ipinapakita ng scripture, mostly it is our attitude that shapes our life. Change your attitude, change your mind. And if you already have a good life, you say you have a good attitude, continue to change for the better. Because room for improvement is the biggest room in the world. Ang sabi sa Romans 12 verse 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So anong attitude natin? Tama na sasabihin, ganito talaga ako eh. Hindi dapat ganun yun. Dapat ganito ka, hindi yung ganito talaga ako. Dapat binabago natin yan. Pagsasabi mong, wala na akong magagawa. No, never, never. Don't say this. It must never be heard from a Christian's mouth na wala tayong magagawa. Sabi ni Paul, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Ano pong attitude natin ang dapat mabago? Lalo tayo kuminsan na may pera, may kapangyarihan, kuminsan hindi na tayo nauobligang magpalit ng ugali kasi pagtsatsagaan naman tayo ng mga tao eh. Sinusweldohan naman natin sila eh. Tinutulungan naman natin sila eh. Tayo naman itong amo. Pero meron pa tayong amo na nandun sa langit na yung attitude daw niya ang dapat natin tularan. Dear Lord, we thank you for reminding us. Nawa makita namin, Lord, yung aming pananagutan sa mga gulo ng buhay namin, sa aming kalungkutan, mga miseries, aking paghihirap namin. Nawa makita namin kung ano yung aming personal na pananagutan at kung ano dito yung dahil sa aming personal attitude.